Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, during this Advent season, in fact, Christmas Eve, we want to consider Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. God took on flesh. The one who spoke the world into existence could only make the sounds of a baby's cry. The one who formed man from dust was confined by strips of cloth. The one who breathed life into man took his first breaths in a musty stable used to house animals. The Creator lay helpless and dependent on a young girl for his own existence. Without protocol or pomp, a royal baby was born. In the chaos of the Roman Empire, the Prince of Peace entered the human race. All heaven looked on as God wrote his story of love in living letters. Jesus became, in Paul's words, the image of the invisible God. In the words of a well-known Christmas carol, "O little town of Bethlehem, yet in thy dark street shineth an everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel." Lord Jesus, we pray in your name. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you during this Christmas season, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.